Listening Test 3, Part 1. Cambridge English First Certificate in English, Listening. Test 3. I'm going to give you instructions for this test. I shall introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you will hear this sound. You will hear each piece twice. Remember, while you are listening, write your answers on the question paper. You will have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B or C. 1. You hear a film review on the radio.
'This movie has been widely advertised as the big cinema event of the autumn, and it certainly has its positive aspects. For instance, the photography is superb, particularly in the outdoor scenes, and the soundtrack perfectly matches the setting and the content throughout. Rather frequently, though, I lost track of the plot, as I suspect did many others in the audience. In fact, it was just as well that all the leading actors put in such strong performances, or I would have lost interest long before the final third of the film, when the tension, and with it the volume of the music, really starts to rise. This movie has been widely advertised as the big cinema event of the autumn, and it certainly has its positive aspects. For instance, the photography is superb, particularly in the outdoor scenes, and the soundtrack perfectly matches the setting and the content throughout. Rather frequently, though, I lost track of the plot, as I suspect did many others in the audience. In fact, it was just as well that all the leading actors put in such strong performances, or I would have lost interest long before the final third of the film, when the tension, and with it the volume of the music, really starts to rise.
2. You hear 2 students talking about a holiday abroad.
If a group of us travel together, we might be able to get something off the standard rates for fares to other countries, because it's becoming impossible without some sort of discount.
There would have to be a lot off, the way prices are going. It'd be worth it, though, to see a bit of the world.
I don't know. There are lots of fun things you can do here in summer, and you don't add to global pollution by flying everywhere.
You can take a train or a bus, or even go by ship. None of those leaves much of a carbon footprint.
If a group of us travel together, we might be able to get something off the standard rates for fares to other countries, because it's becoming impossible without some sort of discount.
There would have to be a lot off, the way prices are going. It'd be worth it, though, to see a bit of the world.
I don't know. There are lots of fun things you can do here in summer, and you don't add to global pollution by flying everywhere.
You can take a train or a bus, or even go by ship. None of those leaves much of a carbon footprint.
3. You hear a woman talking on the radio about a place called Dolphin Bay.
I often used to listen to that travel programme on the car radio, and although apparently they once mentioned Dolphin Bay, I don't recall it. So it wasn't until last summer that I became aware of the existence of that wonderful place thanks to a TV documentary, following which I went to see it for myself. Since then, I've discovered a whole website about it with lots of fantastic photos, a video of dolphin families in the clear blue water, and links to blogs by other people who love the place as much as I do. I often used to listen to that travel program on the car radio, and although apparently they once mentioned Dolphin Bay, I don't recall it. So it wasn't until last summer that I became aware of the existence of that wonderful place thanks to a TV documentary, following which I went to see it for myself. Since then, I've discovered a whole website about it with lots of fantastic photos, a video of dolphin families in the clear blue water, and links to blogs by other people who love the place as much as I do.
4. You overhear a woman talking outside the post office.
After I'd been waiting in the queue for 10 minutes, I thought that while I was there, I might as well also get some stamps for another parcel I need to send quite soon. But then I realised I didn't have any cash on me. This one, the one I was actually there to pick up, had been sent some time ago and delivered to my house yesterday. But as there was no one in, they left a note saying it would be here from this morning. After I'd been waiting in the queue for 10 minutes, I thought that while I was there, I might as well also get some stamps for another parcel I need to send quite soon. But then I realised I didn't have any cash on me. This one, the one I was actually there to pick up, had been sent some time ago and delivered to my house yesterday. But as there was no one in, they left a note saying it would be here from this morning.
5. You hear part of a discussion on local radio.
It's essential we ensure that no more hedges are cut down.
I mentioned that at a council meeting, but someone from the transport department said hedges prevented drivers from seeing other vehicles approaching, which could cause accidents.
That's just ridiculous, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And there are people who've moved here from the city saying they don't want the views from their country homes spoilt by tall hedges.
They really don't know how vital they are, how many species depend on them as a place to live. And they would probably be the first people to complain if some of those species started disappearing. It's essential we ensure that no more hedges are cut down.
I mentioned that at a council meeting, but someone from the transport department said hedges prevented drivers from seeing other vehicles approaching, which could cause accidents.
That's just ridiculous, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And there are people who've moved here from the city saying they don't want the views from their country homes spoilt by tall hedges.
They really don't know how vital they are, how many species depend on them as a place to live. And they would probably be the first people to complain if some of those species started disappearing.
6. You hear a man talking about motorcycling.
It was a lovely sunny morning in autumn when I set off for the north. And for the first hour, it was a wonderful feeling riding round the long, fast bends on such a powerful bike. But suddenly, it started to rain, and the temperature dropped alarmingly. Within minutes, I was frozen, and I had to slow down because of wet leaves on the road. It's at moments like that when some start to wonder whether they should have bought a car instead. But I've never felt that myself. Though I do admit that on that occasion, it might have been sensible to find a more comfortable way to travel. It was a lovely sunny morning in autumn when I set off for the north, and for the first hour, it was a wonderful feeling riding round the long, fast bends on such a powerful bike. But suddenly, it started to rain, and the temperature dropped alarmingly. Within minutes, I was frozen, and I had to slow down because of wet leaves on the road. It's at moments like that when some start to wonder whether they should have bought a car instead, but I've never felt that myself. though I do admit that on that occasion it might have been sensible to find a more comfortable way to travel.
7. You overhear a student talking about her new college.
I didn't really want to change college, even though this one's a slightly shorter walk from my house than the old one. And to be honest, I'm still not used to the way maths and science are taught here. I'd also wondered, before the term started, whether the other students might be a bit suspicious of me because I'd come from a rather exclusive college. But in fact, they couldn't have been more welcoming. That's made it a lot less difficult to settle in. I didn't really want to change college, even though this one's a slightly shorter walk from my house than the old one. And to be honest, I'm still not used to the way maths and science are taught here. I'd also wondered, before the term started, whether the other students might be a bit suspicious of me because I'd come from a rather exclusive college. But in fact, they couldn't have been more welcoming. That's made it a lot less difficult to settle in.
8. You overhear a driving instructor talking to a learner after the lesson has ended.
Well, you're definitely making progress, and you should be ready to take your test within a month or so. There are just a couple of points. Firstly, you're quite right to stay well below the speed limit, but, on the other hand, you shouldn't be holding up the traffic either. You would have realised that if you checked in your mirror on King's Road, which you should have done. Actually, I was also wondering whether you'd spot that keep left sign as we approached the end of the main road, but clearly you did, and that was a definite plus. Well, you're definitely making progress, and you should be ready to take your test within a month or so. There are just a couple of points. Firstly, you're quite right to stay well below the speed limit, but, on the other hand, you shouldn't be holding up the traffic either. You would have realised that if you checked in your mirror on King's Road, which you should have done. Actually, I was also wondering whether you'd spot that keep left sign as we approached the end of the main road, but clearly you did, and that was a definite plus.
That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two.